something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Sabah, Asian Joy Devere, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter number 32. Genesis, the book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 32. Have you found it? From verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Have you seen that? What happened to Jacob? He was what? Again. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is a time to be left alone. Sometimes if you will not be left alone, God will ensure that you become alone. The Bible says, after Lot was separated from Abraham, God came to Abraham. After Lot was separated from him, there's a time to be left alone. Jacob was left alone. What happened? And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. But he was left alone. Who was this man? Suddenly, it couldn't have been one of his house. In other words, one of his household. No. He was left alone. Everybody had left him. And the man came and wrestled with Jacob till the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joints as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go for the day breaketh. The man said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. The Bible says the lesser is blessed of the greater. Which means that Jacob knew that the man that wrestled with him was greater than he was. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Watch this. Verse 26. And he said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Oh, hallelujah. He said, what is your name? He said, my name's Jacob. He said, you will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. As a prince, you have had power with God and with men. 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 And has prevailed. He's telling the men, you have prevailed with God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is telling me some very, very vital things. Very, very important things. But this one is not for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Wow. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men. Oh! And has prevailed. This is what the man wanted. He was going back to his home city. He didn't know what to do. He said, dear God, help me. Bible says God wrestled with him. I want you to know that the man who wrestled with him was God. You say, how do you know? Are you asking how do you know? Do you know the man was God? He wasn't an ordinary man. Not an ordinary man. He wasn't an ordinary man who wrestled with him. You know, sometimes when God shows up, he shows up like a man. Do you remember that three men visited Abraham? The Bible says three men. And from studying further, we found out the three men were actually two angels and the Lord himself. Hallelujah. It's all there. And this time again, this is not an ordinary man. This is the Holy Ghost. He's called the angel of his presence. He's called the angel of God's presence. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on. Say it again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, what am I going to do? He had the covenant. He had the promises. He had the blessing. Now he's moving. It's time for a change. God says, look, you're moving from here to that place. You're moving to the next level. You're moving to a higher level of the ministry of the kingdom of God. And the man says, dear God, what am I going to do? I need your help. And now the angel says, yes, as a prince, as a prince, as a prince. Was his father an earthly king? No, a spiritual king. As a prince, you have power with God and with men. You have power with God and with men. And you have prevailed. Whew. Oh, it's all in this book. Hosea chapter 12. Oh, hallelujah. There's a change in the realm of the spirit, I'm telling you. Hosea chapter 12. Talking about Jacob. From verse 3. He took his brother by the heel in the womb. You remember when they were born? That's what the young guy did. Got a hold of his brother, Esau's heel. Remember when they were born? You can read that in Genesis. Genesis 25th chapter. And by his strength, he had power with God. Can you say amen? What type of strength was it? Was it physical strength? Brothers and sisters, no. Watch this. Verse 4. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. How? He wept and made supplication unto him. Did you hear that? That was where the power was. Where was Jacob's strength? It was in his tears. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. Amen. Where was Jacob's strength? It was in his tears. He prevailed over the angel in his prayer. He made supplication. Jacob was left alone. When everybody else had gone, he was alone with God. He broke down there and wept before God. Made supplication unto God and prevailed. He prevailed. He prevailed. He prevailed. He prevailed. A man had God's death sentence passed over him. I don't know who's here today, and it looks like there's a death sentence on your life. Maybe by sickness or disease, or maybe some infirmity in your body. Think about Hezekiah. God said, a prophet of God, go tell him, Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, you shall die and not live. But the Bible says, Hezekiah, when he heard that, he turned his face to the wall. He turned away from everybody. He turned his face to the wall. Began to pray. What do you want to see? It's time for a change. And it will be by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. You'd be amazed at the kind of opportunities that God will bring to you. You never dreamt of them. I'm telling you. You just never dreamt of them. You can't believe it's you. But it will be you. I almost can't believe it. I just can't believe I'm here. But you will believe. The house of Saul is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. They may fight the house of David, but the Bible says the house of David grew stronger and stronger and stronger. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath founded the wall upon them.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, A Time of Change. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now!
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Devere, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
What do you want to see? It's time for a change. And it will be by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. You'd be amazed at the kind of opportunities that God will bring to you. You never dreamt of them. I'm telling you, you just never dreamt of them. You can't believe it's you, but it will be you. I almost can't believe it. I just can't believe I'm here. But you will believe. The house of Saul is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. They may fight the house of David, but the Bible says the house of David grew stronger and stronger and stronger. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath founded the world upon them. The Bible says he raised up the poor out of the dust. When he picks you, when God picks you, I said, when God picks you, others will say, who is he? Who is he? But when God picks you, hey, First Samuel, we'll round off with this. First Samuel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. First Samuel chapter 2. Hear what the Spirit says. From verse 8. Hey! He raised up the poor out of the dust. And lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. Hey! 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 Look at this. Look at this. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to do what? To set them among princes. Listen. Listen, brothers and sisters. Do you think those princes will easily accept him? Someone they knew was a beggar, poor and in the dust, suddenly coming to sit among princes. No way. They're going to say no. Who made you what you are? He raised up the poor out of the dust. I mean, this is Lord God Almighty. He's called the Most High. You can't get any higher. He is the Most High. I mean, they couldn't say high, higher, highest. They couldn't call him the highest. They had to say the Most High. He is the Most High. When the Most High looks around, when it's time to look around, like it's time now. When it's time to look around, the Most High makes his choice. He steps down and picks on that poor young man. He raises up the poor out of the dust. This guy that had nothing, writing a letter to uncle so-and-so, writing a letter to brother so-and-so, can you help me? They knew him as somebody writing letters and begging for money. They knew him as someone moving around looking for a job. His letters were everywhere. His cards were everywhere. Nobody could offer him a job. But God lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes. Hey, to set him. God sets him among princes. They may stand up and look at him narrowly, but they can't do nothing about it. They may not want him there, but God puts him there. Let's finish reading it. to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. To make them inherit. He was not born of a king. He was not born of a prince. But now God makes him inherit the throne. He came to the house of Jacob. He saw Reuben. God said, no, he's the first son, but I don't want him. Simeon, he's nice, but I don't want him. Come on, what up? Levi, Judah, He went around looking. He saw a young man named Joseph. God said, give me that boy. Took him. He became a house boy. From house boy to the prison house. But from the prison to the throne. Up until that time, nobody ever became the prime minister of a foreign country. The Lord God says, behold, I do a new thing in your life. You shall see it, saith the Lord. You shall see it. You shall be a part of it. You shall inherit the throne of glory, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing. I put my word in your mouth and in your heart. You will think upon it, meditate upon it, and speak it forth, and it shall bring forth fruit, saith the Lord. He will do a new thing. They will say it has not been heard of, but he will do it. Nobody ever heard about it, but God's going to do it. They said it was impossible, but he will do it. Nobody expected it, but God will do it. It's time for a change. He is making a change. He is making a change. He is making a change. There's a change in the realm of the spirits. Don't be troubled about the past. Don't worry about the past. Remember not the former things. Consider not the things of old, saith the Lord. For I will do. You may not be able to do it on your own, but I will do a new thing, said the Lord. I will do it, said the Lord. God is saying, I poured forth my word a little here and a little there. Many have heard my word sounded many times, but thus saith the Lord, this is the hour for the manifestation of my glory. This is the hour when you shall see the word of God come to pass like you never experienced before. This is the hour, said the Lord, that the harvest of the word shall be manifested. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Alamason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.